In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, economist Aaron Borer explains that U.S. beef exports to China are soaring, but not at the expense of other major markets like Japan and South Korea.
This is where it gets exciting because China's demand for grain-fed beef is still mostly separate from the large volumes of the lean product, which are still the biggest share of China's imports. But grain-fed is accounting for probably closer to 10% of China's imports. That's up from like 4% last year. And you have the U.S. as essentially the dominant supplier on the grain-fed side. China's imports of U.S. beef in 2020 had climbed to $310 million with that implementation of the phase one in late March. Then this year, Chinese demand has just further accelerated. We're looking at probably pushing close to 200,000 metric tons and $1.6 billion worth of U.S. beef to China this year. That puts China number three after Japan and Korea as far as the third largest destination for U.S. beef. When we combine China and Hong Kong, we're probably going to see U.S. exports reach $2 billion this year. And so that China-Hong Kong market joins Japan and Korea in a $2 billion club. That puts total U.S. beef exports right close to that $10 billion mark. So we're not taking product away from our other major customers, and that is definitely important.
The U.S. also remains far less dependent on the Chinese market than other major exporters.
Uruguay is already shipping over 60% of their production to China. New Zealand, over 40%. Argentina, around a fifth. Brazil, 16%. Australia has been around 13%. And then you have Canada and the U.S. with 3% or less. So we are much less reliant on China is one way to look at it. And another way is that there's still potential for growth.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.